For over 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. Don't forget to tune in next week. My wonderful co-host, Dana Lake, will be returning and talking to Dr. Bill Shade about an exciting topic relating to the gut microbiome and specifically how gluten affects it. It's a popular topic. We all are learning so much about the biodiversity of the gut and how it affects our overall health. And then certainly gluten is a huge buzzword these days, and many people are curious and wondering how this mystery food is potentially affecting our health or not affecting our health. Got a great special guest on the show today, and we're going to be talking about a topic that we've discussed on the show before, but we're going to be going into a little bit more depth, and I think it's something that we probably couldn't spend enough time on. We probably could have a weekly show about this one topic alone and help tons of people. And most people who are familiar with the more alternative approaches and more holistic approaches to health have heard of the importance of the adrenal glands and adrenal support. While the regular medical community doesn't really acknowledge adrenal dysfunction until the adrenal glands have gone into a major state of overactivity or gone into a state of failure, the more holistic community recognizes that while the adrenals may still be functioning within the parameters of having the body be able to carry out its normal physiological process, it may not be functioning optimally. And oftentimes this situation occurs because our body is put under chronic stress or other variable stressors that do end up taking a toll, and the adrenals become not dysfunctional, but not as functional as we would like, not optimal. We're going to talk about ways of assessing that, how that assessment might be different than what your traditional doctor does. And then, of course, there's no real medications for it because the system isn't broken. It's just not optimized. However, from natural pharmacy, there are many things to look at considering diet, lifestyle, nutrients like vitamins and herbs, which can be incredibly useful in supporting the adrenal glands and helping them to work optimally. And in patients who are dealing with a myriad of health symptoms that are primarily related to adrenal dysfunction or adrenal fatigue, restoring optimal function to the adrenal glands can result in significantly improved health, oftentimes better mental focus, better sleep, better energy, improved immune function. I mean, these are just things to name a few. Increased metabolism, higher basal body temperatures and basal body rates. And the adrenals play an intricate role in many other of our endocrine systems of our body, including our thyroid gland and including our sex hormones, which has to do with men predominantly testosterone and women predominantly estrogen. And the adrenals are a huge part of optimizing those aspects of endocrine function. So having adrenal dysfunction can cascade downwards and affect your thyroid gland and affect your sex hormone balance. And so supporting adrenals is an incredibly important part of all of those different endocrinological differences. So before I introduce my special guest, I'm going to sort of just discuss the adrenal glands a little bit. I'm going to give you a bit of a scientific sort of overview of what they are so you can have some context in which we're going to talk about today. The adrenal glands are endocrine glands, so they're part of this endocrine system. The endocrine means it secretes a hormone that produces a wide variety of hormones. They're found on top of the kidneys and consist of a number of different layers that directly influence the structure and function of the glands. Each gland has an outer cortex made of steroid-producing cells surrounding a core of medulla formed by these things called chromaffin cells in direct relationship with the sympathetic nervous system, which we're going to talk about. The adrenal cortex is divided into three zones according to their function and according to how the tissue looks under a microscope. The adrenal cortex produces a class of steroid hormones, the corticosteroids, which are classified according to their different effects in the body. The mineral corticoids produced in the zona glomerulosa helps in the regulation of blood pressure and electrolyte balance. Glucocorticoids, such as cortisol, are synthesized in the zona fasciculata, and their function includes regulation of glycogen, which is like a sugar storage, and lipid metabolism and immune system suppression. The innermost layer of the cortex, the zona reticularis, produces androgens, which are steroid hormones that are converted to fully functional sex hormones in the gonads and in other target organs. The production of steroid hormones is named steroidogenesis and involves a number of reactions and processes that take place in these cortical cells. The medulla, which is, again, that core area, produces the catecholamines, epinephrine, and norepinephrine, which function to provide a quick response on a diverse array of our organs in a stressful situation. Now, regulation and synthesis and secretion of adrenal hormones is varied equally. Mineral corticoids are produced mainly under the influence of the renin-angiotensin-aldosterone system. So this is related to the kidneys, in which specialized juxtaglomerular cells in the kidneys monitor our blood volume and start a cascade of reaction that leads to the stimulation of aldosterone synthesis in that area that we referred to before, the zona glomerulosa. Cortisol and androgen synthesis are under the control of the hypothalamic pituitary adrenal axis, which is oftentimes referred to as the HPA axis. And a classic example that the endocrine system uses a lot called a negative feedback loop, in which the hypothalamus, which is an area in the brain, and the pituitary gland, an area in the brain, release stimulating hormones whenever it senses that cortisol levels have dropped to be too low. In contrast, release of the medullary catecholamines, this is the epinephrine and norepinephrine, is regulated by direct innervation from the sympathetic nervous system. So that area of the adrenal glands has a direct wire hooked up to our nervous system, and if our nervous system, our sympathetic nervous system, the one associated with the fight or flight, gets engaged, it sends a direct signal to the adrenals to release these catecholamines. Versus cortisol and some of these other hormones are in this feedback loop where our brain has a constant pulse in monitoring the amount of cortisol. If it finds that it's too high, it reduces the amount of stimulatory hormones it sends to the adrenals. If it senses it's too low, cortisol levels might drop too low, it increases the amount of stimulatory hormones that it produces to trigger the adrenals to do more work. There are a number of endocrine diseases and disorders that can affect the normal functioning of the adrenal glands. Overproduction of corticosteroid hormones leads to something called Cushing syndrome. So that's what we talked about, or what I talked about a little earlier, where if the adrenals are very overactive. Whereas insufficiency, where the adrenals basically go into a state of failure, is commonly associated with Addison's disease. So, and both of those conditions, mind you, can be life-threatening situations, particularly Addison's disease, because if your adrenals stop working, you pretty much can't survive. Cushing syndrome leads to oftentimes a more chronic disease state, which can be life-threatening if it's left untreated for long periods of time. So that's the basic overview of the adrenals. I think the take-home message is that we have this one area of the adrenals that produces this blood pressure-regulating hormones called aldosterone primarily. We've got another layer that produces cortisol, which is the hormone in the adrenals that people are most familiar with. And we have this other layer that actually produces some sex hormones, which is very important to consider when balancing sex hormones in males or females, particularly as we get older, because the adrenal glands become responsible for a large amount of our sex hormones as our gonads start to become less active as we age. And then in addition, we have this other area of the adrenals that's hooked directly up to our sympathetic nervous system that releases these stress hormones, these fight or flight hormones, when our body gets under stress. So that's our basic overview. It's important to understand that as we get deeper into this conversation about how to support the adrenals and why they're such an important little gland. Now, my special guest for today is Dr. Cheryl Burdett. She's a naturopathic doctor. After graduating from Bastyr University in 2001, she completed her residency at Cancer Treatment Centers of America and the Family Health and Wellness Center, one of three hospital-based residencies available for naturopathic doctors in the country. She has lectured internationally and believes that education is a critical component of empowering others on their journey to wellness. She works as part of a team-based approach combining her naturopathic perspective with that of medical doctors, osteopathic doctors, and dietitians to provide a synergistic treatment plan that addresses the individual in a complete and holistic manner. Dr. Burdett, thank you for taking the time to be with us on the show this morning.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
So I sort of gave my little overview of the adrenals. Yeah. Do you have anything that you want to add to it to round out the conversation of my more sort of scientific description?
Well, they're super important. When we look at the data and we think about what walks in to a primary care physician or different symptoms and complaints that are out there, the research suggests that as much as 70% of pathologies or symptoms have a stress component to them. Mm-hmm. And so those adrenals are what help us to manage stress. But you also made a very interesting point. But there's not a lot of ways to pharmacologically manage the adrenals unless, as you mentioned, they're in complete overdrive, like something called Cushing's, or they're not functioning at all, Addison's. But this idea of the adrenals are on a spectrum, and that if they are not on complete burnout but running low, this can still impact us quite significantly. And that's what's so nice about the naturopathic perspective, integrative medicine perspective, is that there's a lot of things that we can jump in with at that point that are very low in side effects and, in fact, even have other benefits, different vitamins. The adrenals concentrate a lot of B5 and B6 and vitamin C. And it makes sense. You don't want – so if the adrenals are completely burned out, the treatment used is – are different steroids, and that has a high level of invasiveness. So you would never want to use those if the adrenals still had some function. However, if they're functioning but on the low end of normal, this is still a place where we can have significant symptoms. We can feel more fatigued. You might get more headaches. You might feel that you have blood sugar issues, because one of the things the adrenals do is they help to oppose insulin and pull blood sugar back up into normal range. Adrenals give us our circadian rhythm, so they help us to wake up in the morning, and then the production of hormones slowly decreases throughout the day so we can go to sleep at night. And again, they help us to manage stress. And to me, this is a place where the data is very interesting, because what it says is that it is not stress itself that will cause pathology, but it's how we perceive the stress, how we're able to handle the stress. And we've all met people that handle stress very well and, again, are somewhere on that spectrum, don't handle it in the same way. And based on how we handle it, that will reduce whether or not we feel bad, whether or not we're fatigued or more headachy or just don't quite feel like ourselves. Even more weight gain can happen when we don't handle stress well. Mm-hmm. But then from the clinical perspective, well, what do we do about it? We don't have a magic wand. As great as my education was, it did not come with a magic wand. And you know, stress is things like a loss of job or a loss of a loved one. And if I'm going to treat the cause of review in naturopathic medicine, how do I treat that? Well, you can't. But what you can do is you can help someone to be more resistant to that stress that they're under. And this is where building the adrenal function comes into play, that if we can build up adrenals, stress will impact us in the same way, and we're able to reduce symptoms like fatigue, weight gain, and even reduce potential pathology. We all know that stress is important and that it impacts our health, but I think sometimes we don't realize how important it is. And so from cancer to heart disease, there's data that shows a direct relationship between the amount of stress we're under and how those things will present. So, for example, one of the ways that we like to look at how much stress is impacting someone is to measure adrenal function. And there are numbers of ways of doing this. You can measure a serum, a blood level of cortisol, one of the hormones that the adrenals make. But what we really would like to see is that pattern. Again, do we make robust hormones in the morning so we feel like getting out of bed? And do we slowly decrease so we get the signal of when to go to sleep? And so by doing a salivary sample, chewing on some cotton and gathering some spit, essentially, now we can really measure that pattern. You could do it with blood draws, but again, you'd have to have 4 blood draws early in the morning, late at night. It's just not very... It's not that feasible. It's not that practical. So the salivary piece gives us some flexibility. And so when you can measure that pattern, for example, women who are flatline, who were not making good levels of stress hormones, not total burnout, still made some, but still on that low level, they were more likely to develop not only cancer, but if they got a cancer, even more likely for it to be metastatic than, or for it to travel around their body than controls who had better levels of adrenal function.
Yeah, you bring you bring up some really important points. We're going to have to take a quick break. Sorry, Cheryl, coming to a lot of great information, but it is really interesting. I'd like when we come back from the break to just briefly talk about the difference between salivary and blood testing, because mm-hmm. I think people listening to the show, if they're interested in wondering what's going on with their adrenals, they may walk into their doctor's office and the only test they may be offered is a blood test. And I'd like for you to just highlight also, you know, knowing that you sort of run a lab that specializes in a lot of this more functional medicine testing, I think you're an excellent guest to help us understand some of the pros and cons. In addition, you know, you bring up this idea of being too low in cortisol, output, and we associate cortisol with immune suppression, but you talk about being low in cortisol and seeing higher rates of cancer. And, you know, I think people need to understand that you need a balance of cortisol for the immune system to function correctly. And we could talk about that when we come back. And then I'd really like to discuss the adrenal's role in some other conditions. I'd like to talk about the diet and lifestyle factors that are essential for adrenal recovery. And then certainly talking about the most important nutrients and herbs to take to support adrenal function. So this is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500. Don't touch that dial. We're going to be back right after these words.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Mega Food, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body. And this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
If you have arthritis, everyday tasks can become a challenge. That's why more and more doctors are recommending Arthrobin, an all-natural medical food for the dietary management of osteoarthritis. It contains a combination of bioflavonoids, which work to reduce inflammation and joint deterioration, along with collagen peptides, which increase joint mobility, function, and repair. Arthrobin is not a drug and is virtually free of negative side effects. Look for Arthrobin by Designs for Health today, available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am Dr. Kevin Passero, and my special guest, Dr. Cheryl Burdett, is with me today discussing the importance of the adrenal glands. In the last segment, we talked a little bit about what they are and a little bit about what they do. In this segment, I really want to move into some really important conversation. So, Dr. Burdett, we're going to get right into this. We talked about some of the testing options and evaluation. I think it's important to just spend another quick couple minutes discussing the way to assess the adrenals. If people are resonating with this idea that they may have been under chronic stress and are dealing with some of the symptoms of adrenal fatigue, and we can maybe go through a checklist of some symptoms so people can see if any of their symptoms match up. They may walk into their doctor's office, express concerns about their adrenal function, receive a blood test, and be told that their adrenals are working perfectly fine. And we know that using salivary adrenal testing, we can sometimes pick up more like a functional problem with the adrenals, not just telling us, are they completely dead or are they completely overactive, but how are they functioning within that optimal range? Meaning, you know, if you have a car, your purpose of your car is to get you from point A to point B. So if you go and take your car into the mechanic and you say, you know, can you take a look at my car? And the mechanic says, well, did it get you here? And you say, yeah. And they say, well, your car's fine. I don't want to see it. Right. But they didn't bother to listen to the fact that your car has two flat tires. Right. It's got only three of the six cylinders are working and it's got, you know, bad brakes in the back. The car worked, but did it function optimally? And I think the blood tests do the job of determining whether or not the car got you from point A to point B. The saliva tests help you understand more the nuances of how it's functioning. So can you explain that a little bit?
Absolutely. And then is that car a disaster waiting to happen? Are there worse problems yet to come because of its lack of optimal function? So it's an excellent point you make. And so when we look at a comparison between levels of adrenal hormones like cortisol in the saliva or in your spit versus in your blood, it's interesting because they actually correlate pretty well. Meaning that they'll be similar. However, the issue with a blood draw is that, like you mentioned, what that reference range is looking for is, are you on overdrive? Are you completely off? And that's good to know because now you've rolled out some major pathologies, again, Cushing's and Addison's, but there is a spectrum of adrenal function in between. And so this is where salivary samples step in, because not only do we want to know where you're at for a one-time period of the day, but we want to see how your adrenals change throughout the day too. And so one thing we know is that they should peak in the morning. You should have some of your best, highest levels in the morning. And so when they do serum draws, this is when you'll tend to do them. And so as long as some cortisol is present, then what's said is they're fine. You don't have Addison's. You don't have complete shut off. But now the next part of that is, what's the pattern? Not just a one-time level, but a pattern of hormones that you make. And so your hormones should slowly drift down like a gradual slope. And so many times when we look at these patterns, when we look at four samples throughout the day, which is why saliva is so useful, because you don't have to sit at your doctor's office. You don't have to get a blood draw first thing in the morning. You don't have to get a blood draw at midnight. It's not very practical. And so when you can do the salivary sample, now we can get a better pattern. And so that pattern should be a slow decrease. Now, often what you can see is maybe somebody did okay in the morning, but now their next sample, their next reading of cortisol or adrenal hormones all of a sudden goes up when it should go down. And it might still be within the reference range, numerically speaking, but that pattern is wrong. And so if you see adrenals okay in the morning, they shoot up a little, they bottom out again, they shoot up again, then the pattern is off and the person's going to feel off. So they're going to feel maybe a little, they're not going to feel refreshed when they get out of bed. And then maybe they feel a little more wired, and then they can't go to sleep at night. And then they get the second wind. And in terms of, are you in complete overdrive or are you completely off? No, neither of those scenarios, but your pattern is incorrect. Mm-hmm. So now think about all the research that we see in terms of circadian rhythms and how and quality of sleep at night. Or think about how many people come in and say, I just don't feel like myself. I don't feel like getting out of bed in the morning. And unless we're looking at this pattern, we're not going to capture that information. We just get one snapshot. It's hard to say, well, what happens next from just that one piece of information.
Mm-hmm.
And so by looking at salivary samples, like you said, we can see more of this dysfunctional problem that, yes, okay, you're making some adrenal hormones, but you're not making the right amount at the right time.
Yeah.
So,
mm-hmm. Yeah, knowing that circadian rhythm, the adrenals A lot of our hormones have this circadian rhythm. The adrenals are one of the endocrine glands that has one of the most dramatic circadian rhythms in the production of cortisol. And you've got to have that, what's called the spike in the morning. Your cortisol levels should be highest right around 8 a.m. or at least 1 to 2 hours after waking. And they should be their lowest right before bed. And, you know, if people who are dealing with chronic insomnia, you know, looking at adrenal function and doing this 4-point cortisol saliva test is one of the most valuable things you can do, because if you're not sleeping because of elevated cortisol levels, there are some amazing nutrients from the natural pharmacy that can do a phenomenal job of balancing that cortisol. And if that is the only issue going on that's affecting sleep, there's fantastic results with non-pharmaceutical interventions using natural supplements to support regular cortisol rhythm to get people sleeping so well. And I know that you know, Cheryl, because you're in clinical practice like myself, insomnia and sleep dysfunction is so common. Now, of course, there's many other things that can contribute to it, but ruling out an adrenal cause is incredibly, incredibly important. So, you know, that's a great thank you for educating us about the importance of saliva tests. I tell most patients, if you're suspicious that you're having some adrenal fatigue symptoms, things like a lot of difficulty getting up each morning, even after having slept well, having high levels of fatigue during the day, feeling like you're losing your ability to handle stress. So things that you used to be able to handle, tasks, responsibilities are now seeming overwhelming. There can be cravings for very salty foods is another sign of adrenal fatigue because of the adrenal's role in that hormone I talked about called aldosterone. Having these energy level spikes in the evenings. So that's one of the first things that happens when the adrenals get overly fatigued is you get a circadian rhythm flip where they become actually low cortisol output in the morning and they start to spike cortisol levels at night. And so people feel tired all day and then right around 6, 7, 8, 9 o'clock at night, they get the second wind and then they can't wind down and go to sleep. A weakened immune system, so having a lot of predisposition and a lot of propensity for getting infections. You get a cold anytime somebody has a cold. You're sick all the time. A weakened immune system can also be a sign of adrenal fatigue. There's other things like low sex drive, low blood sugar, low blood pressure, dizziness on standing. So something called orthostatic hypotension, which is when people stand up and they get that kind of lightheadedness. It may happen every once in a while if you go too quickly from laying to standing. But people who get it very commonly, that's a big, big ticket item for adrenal fatigue. So, you know, Cheryl, there's so much we could talk about. Do we want to discuss at all the adrenals and their role in some other aspects of endocrine dysfunction or some the adrenals' role in some other health issues?
Yeah, absolutely. So for example, in addition to everything you mentioned, adrenals also make precursors that get converted into hormones, particularly reproductive hormones. And so when women go through menopause, what should happen is not that our estrogen goes to nothing, but that adrenals make low levels that get converted into those hormones to keep us balanced. And so one of the ways that we can help with things like a menopausal transition is to make sure those adrenals are nice and strong because they will keep people from bottoming out. Also along those lines, this is the place that we produce a hormone called DHEA, and that, yes, helps us to respond to stress, but also gets converted into testosterone. And you mentioned earlier in the show, one thing that will happen is when people are under more stress, it will affect their hormones. And part of this is because, evolutionarily speaking, stress was, it's winter, there's no food to hunt and gather, so shut down, hibernate, and don't procreate. And so stress is hardly that in our day-to-day society now, but it still reads the same to our body. Mm-hmm. So one of the things that will happen is we'll make less testosterone, we'll make less reproductive hormones, so fertility issues can be wrapped up in the adrenals. And again, I'm not saying anything earth-shattering here. We all knew that stress will affect these things, but this is part of the mechanism by how that happens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it's a great explanation. And adrenal glands are tied to many other aspects of health. So in my clinical practice, I support a lot of people who have been diagnosed with hypothyroidism, and there's a big connection between adrenal function and thyroid dysfunction. And, you know, it's very important when addressing a case of thyroid issues that you take into consideration the adrenal system and how it's contributing to that dysfunction. The thyroid hormone is the hormone in the body that's primarily responsible for creating energy, and it does create a lot of cellular metabolism activity and a lot of cellular energy. Well, for anybody who's ever been overdosed on thyroid medication or ever suffered from hyperthyroidism, when thyroid hormones are too high, it creates a state in the body of extreme stress. People get all of the symptoms that they would get in a situation where they were under a lot of stress. They get anxious and jittery. They have sleep disturbances. They sweat. Their nervous system is in overdrive. It's literally almost mimics a state of stress. And the adrenal glands and adrenal function is a very necessary component to being able to regulate your thyroid function. And if your adrenal system becomes incredibly depleted, you can sometimes see the body slow down or reduce thyroid hormone output as a way of protecting the system when it understands that it can't handle stress as effectively, knowing that thyroid hormone can be stressful if it's not affecting the cells properly. So getting people the right balance when it comes to supporting their blood and thyroid hormone levels and supporting their thyroid function, you need to look in. Not everybody with thyroid issues has adrenal problems, but it's an important piece to look at because the outcomes of the cases become so much better when you address these two endocrine systems in tandem if there's dysfunction in each. And also other physiological things, like we know we need cortisol in order for thyroid hormone to appropriately bind and interact with the thyroid cellular receptor. And so we need to understand these interplays in some of these other conditions that we wouldn't normally think about adrenal function. Sorry, Dr. Burdett, go ahead. Did you have something to add?
Yeah, I just couldn't agree more. My clinical experience has been identical to yours in that area for sure. And one issue that you can sometimes see is if you look at one and not the other, particularly if you say, low energy, it's got to be a thyroid issue. Well, again, like you mentioned, fatigue can be a lot of different, can be happening for a lot of different reasons in the body. So that's one of the big reasons to measure adrenals, is to also make sure that really is where your fatigue is coming from. But
right.
On the flip side, people say, oh gosh, it sounds just like a thyroid disorder, low energy. Treat the thyroid, and what can happen, it's like pushing the gas pedal, but there's no gas in the engine. And so in those cases, what I've seen is if you treat the thyroid, yes, people will have some energy, they'll feel better at first, but then all of a sudden it drops off, and they'll come back and say, doc, I was feeling well, but that just seems to have dissipated. What could be going on?
Right.
Just like you said, if those adrenals and thyroid aren't working in tandem, that can create a new issue.
Yeah, or, if you treat the thyroid and the adrenals are not supported, oftentimes people, instead of getting the energy that they want, feeling clear-minded and waking up refreshed and energetic and having this sort of really sustainable energy, if the system can't handle that stress of increased thyroid hormone output, even though you may not be increasing the hormone production all that much, people are going to experience sort of energy that they don't want. It manifests improperly, and they end up feeling edgy, and they end up feeling jittery, and they end up maybe with some heart palpitations, and they end up with some anxiety, and they can't sleep well, and it was just too much. Their system wasn't ready to handle it, and adding the adrenal support supporting the adrenals prior to working with the thyroid usually does alleviate that. The other big ticket item with adrenal function has to do with sex hormone balance, and you discussed this a little bit, Dr. Burdett, but there are some backup mechanisms that the body uses when it's under stress, and particularly in females. So the adrenals produce some of these hormones, and cortisol can be cortisol is made in these building block steps. And one of those building block steps to get to cortisol is something called 17-OH progesterone. And it's a very similar compound to progesterone. And females, if they're overly stressed, their body will take some of the sex hormone progesterone and shunt it down the pathway to make more cortisol. And it's basically Mother Nature taking care of her daughters and saying, right now, if you're under a lot of chronic stress, survival is more important than reproduction. And so it will sort of sacrifice the normal interplay of female sex hormones that are necessary for optimal fertility and maintaining pregnancy in an effort to sustain that woman through the stress that her body is perceiving that it's under. And so a really, really important issue. And when regulating and working with women that are having hormonal imbalances, it's really important to look at the adrenals because you need to have that progesterone balance. And then, of course, up to 60% of the circulating estrogen and testosterone in menopausal and andropausal males come from the adrenal glands and this ability to make sex hormone precursors that can be converted by cells. So women going through menopause symptoms and men going through a lot of andropause symptoms, yes, you can just give them hormone replacement to support them, but it's really important to look at the adrenals because they're the backup system that our body designed to still produce hormones after the gonads stop being as active. So those are some prime examples of where it's so important to look at the adrenals for support. Dr. Burdette, we've got to take a quick break. When we come back, let's get into some of the nitty-gritty of what do we do from a lifestyle perspective, what nutrients, what vitamins, what herbs, how do we get this adrenal system back online and get people feeling well again. So this is Dr. Kevin Passera with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500. Don't touch that dial. We're going to be back right after these words.
Solgar number 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar number 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar number 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar number 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar number 7 says yes. Solgar number 7, available at Village Green Apothecary.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics Whole Food Multivitamins. They are the only USDA certified organic, non-GMO verified whole food multivitamins available. They're gluten-free, certified vegan, and feature a patent-pending clean tablet technology. Kind Organics is super clean, untreated, unadulterated, and real whole food. Kind Organics multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team includes pharmacists, nutritionists, clinical herbalists, and naturopaths offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorn Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorn's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passera. My wonderful co-host, Dana Lake, will be returning next week with an amazing show. She's going to be interviewing Dr. Bill Shade, who is going to be discussing aspects of the gut microbiome and specifically how gluten, the new evil food, is affecting people's gut microbiome. So really interesting conversation, really great topic. So make sure to tune in and listen. Today we've been talking with Dr. Cheryl Burdette, a naturopathic doctor, about the adrenal fatigue and adrenal support and sort of all of these different factors of how the adrenals contribute to our health. And mainly we're talking about the state of adrenal fatigue, which isn't necessarily adrenal failure or adrenal overactivity. It's this place in between where there's adrenal dysfunction that is having real effects on how someone feels, but is not so out of balance that it's requiring more Western medicine pharmacological intervention. And we talked about the appropriate way to reach this diagnosis is typically through a 4-point salivary test where you're measuring your cortisol levels 4 times in the course of a day using saliva. In the last segment, we sort of finished off by talking about the adrenal's role in some other health conditions. Dr. Burdette, let's get to sort of adrenal treatment. How do we get these glands, how do we support these glands in people that are feeling like they're having symptoms related to adrenal problems? And then in general, and we all want lifestyles that help our bodies cope with stress, because as you said, most chronic diseases related to stress, where do we start in creating a plan that supports the adrenal glands?
Well, if the adrenals have to respond to stress, then one of the keys, and I know this is somewhat a statement of the obvious, but one of the key things that we need to do is to reduce stress. Now, I understand that that's often easier said than done, but it doesn't mean that we shouldn't try. And if we know that stress affects 70% of what comes into the office, if stress can shut down our hormones, if stress can tip us, stress can even cause more autoimmune conditions because it can be part of what tips our immune system one direction or another. And, you know, one of the things, stress affects us right down to a cellular level. One of the things that I think about in terms of stress I think about walking through the redwoods. And if you have ever done that, one of the things that you'll notice on those beautiful trees is some of them have these little, not little, but large, knobby, round spots that come off. And then when you read the plaque as you're walking through the woods there, it'll tell you that those are burls. And it's the tree's response to stress. And the reason that occurs is because when stress starts to attack that tree, the way it responds is to begin to, on a cellular level, to divide and divide and make these knots or these knobs. Well, the same thing happens inside our body. And when there's an overproduction of stress hormones, it tells the cell, you are under stress, you better respond. And the response is to divide and to divide and to divide again. And this can be a key part in terms of a cancer occurring. And so, again, right down to a cellular level, stress becomes a big deal. And so we've got to figure out ways to minimize the stress and to tackle it. And yes, it's hard. And yes, it's easier said than done. But it's important that we do so if we're really going to treat root cause. And so, again, you know, there's no big magic wand, but learning some basic deep breathing exercises, breathing way down into your lower belly, really pulling that diaphragm down, because that will trigger a nerve, the vagal nerve, that helps to put us in a less of a state of stress, the parasympathetic nervous system, rest and digest versus sympathetic, fight or flight. That ties right into your next week's topic in terms of the microbiome, because when we are under more stress, we are not in rest and digest or in fight or flight. So no good blood flow to the gut. So your good flora, your bugs start to die off. The stress can be a big player there. So deep breathing, making time for ourselves, making sure that we are sleeping. And if we are not sleeping, figuring out what the obstacle is. I know it's hard, but it's necessary. Then from there, when we are still struggling to get these things in place, remember that it's the perceived stress that can really create a lot of these symptoms. So the more we can strengthen the adrenal glands, the less our body perceives stress. And I mentioned a few nutrients, B5, B6, and vitamin C, but I want to jump right into one of my favorite botanicals, and I bet you use a lot of it too. One of my favorite botanicals for making the adrenals more resistant is a botanical called ashwagandha, or its other name is withania, and I use it in something called cortisol. That's the product name. And ashwagandha I first learned about back in naturopathic medical school, and I remember this study that they talked about. And they gave some ashwagandha to rats. One group got it, one group didn't. And then the next thing that happened is you put rats in water, and you saw how long could they swim before they would sink to the bottom and drown. Okay, maybe not the happiest study ever, and I don't even think it would be approved in our climate. This was a study back from the 60s, so there's some issues there. But what they found on autopsy of these rats was that the ones that stayed afloat the longest was the group that got ashwagandha. And on autopsy, it was because they were handling stress better. So I talked to patients about how this is your stay afloat herb. This is your stay off the bottom of the bucket herb. And one of the things I like about it, in our go, go, go society, we get tired and we get worn down and we don't feel like ourselves. One of the things that's common is to reach for a stimulant. and that stimulant might be working all the time, or that stimulant might be caffeine, or even more aggressive stimulants, abuse of things like Adderall or other amphetamines, cocaine. I mean, a whole spectrum of stimulants out there in our Western society. But ashwagandha has a tendency to help when we feel tired but wired. It doesn't give us that ramped up kind of feeling, but a very grounded energy. And a very helping to take the edge off. And in addition to that, the wisdom of botanicals, so it has lots of antioxidants in it, and it helps our immune system. One of the things that you mentioned was stress really tanking that immune function. And ashwagandha has studies that it improves something called natural killer cells. Well, those are the ones that naturally recognize a cancer. So they help us to fight off cancer. But ashwagandha also will increase immunoglobulin, our secretory IgA, and that is our local, that's our immune lining of the gut, our first line defense when we're exposed to things. So really helping to combat the impact of stress on the body right down to that cellular level, right down to helping to reduce risk of cancer, right down to taking that edge off. How many people out there have stress-responsive hypertension or high blood pressure that goes up more under more stress? A lot. And so something like an ashwagandha can be a really nice intervention to help with that, to build the adrenals, and to decrease that perceived stress when we can't remove the actual stress.
Right. No, that's a great point. And ashwagandha is one of my favorite herbs for adrenal function, has been used for a very long time. And it has one of these, I think people are used to, because of their familiarity with pharmaceuticals, looking at actions where something just, it does one thing or the other. And it's very hard to get the concept that something can be sort of regulatory. And that's exactly what you see with ashwagandha. It has a regulatory effect on adrenal function. So it's actually, if you were to have a salivary saliva test that showed that your cortisol levels were spiking in the evening and you were having sleep difficulty, one of the best natural therapies that you could use would be taking ashwagandha before bed, because it will actually help to lower blood cortisol levels by helping the adrenals to fall back into their normal pattern. In fact, the botanical name for ashwagandha is Withania somnifera, whereas somnifera coming from the word somnolence, which is related to sleep. However, hi, from the same perspective, if you have a person who's showing low output of cortisol in the morning when it should be high, if you give ashwagandha in the AM, over time you can see normalization of that low cortisol coming up. So people say, well, how can it lower cortisol in one situation and raise it in the other? Well, it's not really raising or lowering cortisol. What it's doing is it's supporting the function of the adrenal gland, and it's supporting the communication between this HPA, the hypothalamic pituitary axis, so that the adrenal gland functions as it should, as it has been programmed to be run, had to function by our body, which is cortisol output highest in the morning and lowest in the night. So the ashwagandha has one of those amazing effects, and it's one of the few adrenal herbs that I found where you can reliably use it in that manner for either or. So let's talk about some specific nutrients, Cheryl. Ashwagandha, we're going to say, is one of, probably I would agree, one of my favorite herbs for adrenal function. I love the one that is used in that product you mentioned, the adrenal solve. Is that what it's called?
Yeah. Cortisol. Yeah.
Cortisol, because it uses ashwagandha extract called Sensoril. And when I formulated my own adrenal product that I have for my patients, I made sure that I only ashwagandha extract that I use, and it was something called Sensoril. And Sensoril is a patented ashwagandha extract that has had human clinical studies to show its balancing effect on cortisol in the blood and its positive effect on mood, blood pressure, immune function, and several other parameters of health. And what's nice about it, when you have a patented ingredient like that, you can be assured that the levels of active ingredients that are extracted from the herbs are the same batch to batch. You can be assured that the quality control of a patented herb is higher than just going out and buying a random ashwagandha, because you don't know exactly where they're sourcing it from every time. They may get a source from India one time. They may get a source from China one time. And the degree of active constituents in that extract will vary depending on where they sourced it from. Using a patented extract gets around that by giving you something that's consistent every time. And so I really, really always encourage people to look for that patented Sensoril when they're looking for an ashwagandha, because it does have the one with the most clinical studies behind it in humans. So it's really, really useful. So let's talk about other nutrients, Cheryl, besides herbs, and there are many others that we could name, but there, some of the nutrients are just as important as the herbs when it comes to supporting the adrenals. So what comes to mind for you?
I couldn't agree more. And definitely vitamin C. And sometimes you'll hear out there in the community, people say things like, well, I don't believe in nutrients. And that's always an interesting comment to me, because the quote-unquote belief of vitamin C and adrenal function goes right, actually, you can find this right in a medical physiology book. And so when the brain sends a signal to the adrenals, and that's called ACTH, and that signal goes down and taps on the adrenals, one of the things that happens is vitamin C is released right from that adrenal tissue. And then that vitamin C has a regulatory effect right there on the adrenals, maintaining and ensuring that that correct response to stress. And so, you know, really the use of nutrients is not a belief. There's hundreds and thousands of papers that support things like vitamin C or, you know, vitamin D. But vitamin C is well substantiated in terms of being a nutrient that the adrenals need, and that helps to improve adrenal response.
Yeah.
Another one that
Just to reiterate your point, I mean, you know, here's a 2004 research study from, you know, clinical peer-reviewed journal Endocrine Research, and the title is Vitamin C is an important cofactor for both adrenal cortex and adrenal medulla, and it clearly states exactly that point, that the adrenal glands, this is the first line, is among the organs with the highest concentrations of vitamin C in the body. And interestingly, both the adrenal cortex and the medulla accumulate such high levels of ascorbate. So the entire adrenal system does concentrate vitamin C. And as this research study and many others point out, it is one of the organs in the body that has the highest concentration of C.
Mm-hmm. Another one I really like is B6. And I think back to some studies that saw the effect of B6 lowering high blood pressure. And that research was also done back in the late 60s.
I'm getting the sign that I've got to wrap up this segment. We have one more segment left. We've got to talk about B6 and we've got to bring up B5. Don't go anywhere. This is Dr. Kevin Passera with the Essentials of Healthy Living, and we'll be back right after these words.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Bridging the gap between nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals. That's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulations, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 3-6, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow affecting treatments. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
For over 10 years, Nordic Naturals has been the world leader in crafting omega-3 fish oils that are great for the body and for the planet. They work one-on-one with researchers and select fishermen to harvest only those fish species that are flourishing. With Nordic Naturals, you get all the benefits of omega-3, a strong heart, clear eyes, and flexible joints, plus the reassurance that their products are environmentally friendly. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Did you get enough lutein today to support eye health? Most Americans consume only 2 milligrams per day, yet populations with good eye health often consume 6 to 20 milligrams to protect the macula of the eye against oxidative stress and aging. Vision Optimizer from Gero Formulas supplies lutein, zeaxanthin, and 13 other vitamins, phytonutrients, and herbs that support eye health and function, reduce eye fatigue, and promote eye comfort. For more information, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
If you have arthritis, everyday tasks can become a challenge. That's why more and more doctors are recommending Arthrobin, an all-natural medical food for the dietary management of osteoarthritis. It contains a combination of bioflavonoids, which work to reduce inflammation and joint deterioration, along with collagen peptides, which increase joint mobility, function, and repair. Arthrobin is not a drug and is virtually free of negative side effects. Look for Arthrobin by Designs for Health today, available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. This is Dr. Kevin Passero. Thank you all for tuning in today. We've been having an amazing discussion with Dr. Cheryl Burdett about the adrenal glands and adrenal dysfunction. I think we've covered a lot of great information. This last segment is going to be short. In the last segment, we were discussing the importance of ashwagandha and vitamin C. It's a critical herb for adrenal support, and vitamin C is one of the most critical nutrients for adrenal support based on the fact that the adrenals concentrate some of the highest levels of vitamin C of any organ in the body, and that's all over the adrenals. So, Dr. Burdett, you were just, when I cut you off, getting ready to talk about some incredibly important B vitamins, and you were starting the conversation off with the discussion about B6. Please pick up where you left off and help us understand why B6 is so important for adrenal function and recovery.
Absolutely. So it's another one that the adrenals use a lot. And there were originally some studies back in the 60s showing B6 lowering blood pressure. But then from there, they took some B6, they put it next to the inside of a vessel in a dish study, an endothelial cell, and then they saw, it doesn't do anything here. It must not help with blood pressure. Well, that demonstrates the problem when science is overly reductionist, because no, it doesn't do anything to the inside of the vessel there, but we've now come full circle and realized, yes, B6 does help with things like high blood pressure if the cause of the blood pressure is stress. And so what it does is, again, helps those adrenals be more responsive to stress, and that means that we don't just chronically increase blood pressure. We're able to return to normal. And so, yes, B6 is effective for lowering blood pressure when the problem is stress, not when the problem is a dysfunction with the vessel itself. And so I find that very interesting that, you know, you got to be looking in the right place to find the right response. And then B5 is just a wonderful nutrient. And so some of the places that you'll see a lot of good data with B5, besides helping the adrenals and managing a stress response, is actually allergies. And again, part of that reason is when you help the adrenals, one of the things they do are they make better levels of cortisol. Cortisol is our body's natural anti-inflammatory. So it's no mystery that if we help adrenal function, that we'll be less inflamed, less reactive to things like histamine. So B5, by helping adrenals, can really give us some broad outcomes.
Mm-hmm. So those are all great points. Just real quickly, because we only have a couple minutes left, and I don't want to pin you down, but, you know, for vitamin C, what are the typical doses that you get people to try and approach for adrenal support, if you're comfortable sharing?
Oh, absolutely. I am not afraid of vitamin C, and the body helps you to not have to be afraid of vitamin C. If you get too much, you'll have a loose bowel movement. So hard to do harm there. But in terms of adrenal support, you don't have to be off the charts with it. Even 500 milligrams to 1,000 milligrams over a period of time will help to rebuild that adrenal function. Now, I'll go higher with vitamin C, but for other reasons.
Sure, sure. And, B6 and B5?
B6 is one that you want to be more conservative with. I don't like to use huge amounts of that long term, because there can be toxicity associated with that. But 50 milligrams. A very good starting range to be at for
sure.
B6.
And if people are concerned about the toxicity, they can use a form of B6 that's activated B6, which is pyridoxal 5-phosphate, which is a little bit more expensive and a little harder to find, but doesn't have the toxicity associated with pyridoxine HCl, which is the inactivated form of B6, yet you still get pretty much the same effects. And B5 doses can be anywhere from 250 to 500 milligrams for good adrenal support, and some people really notice a nice effect with that. B5 can support GABA in the brain, which is one of the neurotransmitters that's very common. So people that seem to have adrenal fatigue and a lot of stress and anxiety, B5 can have a nice calming effect. So Dr. Burdette, that wraps up our time for today. Thank you so, so much for taking the time to be with us. Really appreciate all your insights. Thank you. All right, everybody, that wraps up today's show. Thank you all again for tuning in. This is Dr. Kevin Passero wishing you all the best of health until we talk next time. Take care.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.